The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Three aspects of this Buddhist practice that can kind of make it simple, and that is to recognize what's happening, to feel what's happening, and to relax. And the relaxing, the word relax can maybe seem kind of trite or kind of like, you know, just, somehow self-centered just to relax, and, you know, that's what it's about. But relax is an umbrella term for a whole whole collection of different movements, from relaxing, tranquilizing, letting go, relinquishing, abandoning, releasing. There's all these wonderful words, a family of wonderful things we can do. And the Buddha, in his teachings on this, kind of treated relaxation as the first, the easiest kind of thing to do. But as we kind of relax and open up and do this process of recognizing and feeling and being with experience, then as it gets deeper and deeper, then it's no longer relaxing. In fact, sometimes you don't really need to relax in some conventional way. But then it might be letting go or releasing or freeing. Or it might be a decision. I'm done with this. Enough of this. And that's kind of like, you know, it's kind of giving up something. But it begins with this recognizing. And I think what's significant or important to remember with recognizing is how simple it can be. It doesn't have to be analysis. It doesn't have to be a complicated recognition of all the factors, what's going on. And sometimes it doesn't have to be a clear, it doesn't have to even be a clear recognition. Sometimes it's just recognizing that something is happening. You know, something. but you know, as opposed to kind of, you know, crunching up the forehead to try to say, what is it? What is it? You have to figure it out. You know, something. Or just uncomfortable or unpleasant or pleasant. It can be that simple. But the simpler the idea is to come to have a recognition that's very, very simple. A light touch. A recognition that is not for or against what's being recognized. A recognition which is not tight or forceful or expecting something to happen, or a recognition that's not trying to make something happen, make something go away or fix something, but just a very simple, oh look, that's what's happening. You know, if you're out walking in a park one day and, you know, there's a bird that flies by, you recognize the bird is there, but you're not expecting anything from the bird, you're not even admiring the bird, you're not chasing the bird, you're not scared of the bird and running out of the park. It just, you know, just you recognize this. That's simple. And the example of a bird flying is one that is used by the Buddha, that the bird flies through the air and doesn't leave a trail. And so this kind of things move through our mind and there's no residue, there's no trail in it. So simple recognition has no trail, no residue, no after effect in the mind. It's just, oh, bird, breath, pleasant, unpleasant, joy, sadness, thought. So it has this very light feeling. And it's easier said than done, of course. But the idea is the recognition is that simple. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It's not like a complicated thing. It's more like recognizing things in the simplest way the mind can do on its own. It's not like you have to gear yourself up to do the recognizing. allow the mind to, mind wants to recognize, that's what it does. So just let the mind recognize in a simple way. The second step is to feel, and it turns out that a huge, big part of human life can be processed through the body and opened through the body. And I just read last night someone who talked about social prejudice and tribalisms and us versus them and movements like that, and how some of this is kind of deeply, you know, in evolutionary instincts that created us and them and kind of movement. And that one of the number of ways to overcome it, so we don't create the kind of social problems that we have when this instinct operates. But one of the primary ones that was talked about in this article I read was opening the heart. That if we can somehow have a heartfelt or connection to what goes on, that then it's a lot easier to start breaking down some of the problems of us versus them. And so I'd like to say it a little differently, that certainly that, but the access to our heart is through how we feel, and sense. So the ability to be able to relax and sense, or let the sensing qualities of the body be the holder, the container, the support for our life. And that's hard to do because many of us have such a strong habit and maybe been trained to think our way out of issues and to use our story-making mind and review it and think about it and analyze it and plan and remember over and over again, as if remembering is going to give us a better past or plan to make a better future. And so we're so quickly to engage in the thinking mind, and it certainly has its value to do that, but it limits this amazing capacity we have in the body to let the body, or let some, I talk a lot about the importance of feeling through the body, sensing in the body, but it's actually deeper, or it's more than just the body, because it's kind of like, more like our subconscious resides in our body. And so if we really feel this simple sensations and we allow ourselves to open and be here and feel what it is, we really have a chance to dip down into some deeper capacities, deeper movements of the mind, the heart that operate, that are not available if we stay at this kind of cognitive level and thinking all the time and processing and experiencing through thoughts. So to recognize and then to feel, to experience a sense what's there, to sense what the experience is, a sense through the body, like this, like this. So you might be intensely thinking about the future, something you're anxious about coming up. And so rather than staying thinking about, you might say, planning or thinking, futuring, that's what you're recognizing. And then rather than try to figure out what is this thinking, what am I doing and why and how and all that, what is the physical experience like of intensely thinking about the future? And there might be tension in the forehead or in the eyes or in the jaw or energies in the head or somewhere else or in the belly. And so to make room and feel that. And to feel it as if it has permission to be there forever. As if, okay, it's you and me, friend. And, we're it. And breathe with it and be with it. And don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. And don't kind of feel it and then right away say, okay, now we've got to do something about it. But you need to give a lot of time for something deeper to operate than what you can direct and what you can orchestrate. So feeling is really settling in, dropping in, opening up, sensing what's there. And then at some point, but it shouldn't be too quickly, do this relaxing thing. Relax. And you don't want to be in a hurry to relax, right? So just when it feels right, and don't be too ambitious about the relaxing. Sometimes it won't work. But if it seems right, just relax, soften. That's a better language for you. Open, settle, there's all these different words you can do. Calm is a verb, calm the mind, calm the body. And And this also should have a light touch. It's better not to kind of have high expectation of how much you're going to do, how quickly it's going to happen, or even it's going to happen. And sometimes what I found very helpful is softening, relaxing, is what I feel like needs to be relaxed or softened, it's not going to do it. And so I soften around it. And that's enough. Just, you know, I can't tell you exactly what this around it is. You know, it's like maybe it's just a mental kind of imaginary kind of idea of like space around it or warmth around it or some softening around it. But it's good enough for me. You know, it's like soften. It's a way of holding it and being with it. And then this relaxing, there's all kinds of different areas that we can relax. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's mental, sometimes it's maybe emotional. So what aspect of what we're feeling, recognizing, can we relax? And we might not be able to relax the thing that we're recognizing, but we can relax our relationship to it. So soften how we hold it, how we're present for it. So we're kind of like, again, move into that light touch, that open way. And then as we get more and more familiar and as we relax more and get softer and inside and more open, then there's at some point there's an opportunity for this system of ours to do something deeper, which is maybe to let go, to release some clenching or holding that we have around something. And that's a different movement than relaxing, but it's in the same family. Let go, release. And then in one teachings of the Buddha, he kind of goes through these different movements of, and he has, you know, relaxing, and he has releasing. But then the last one he gives is relinquishing. And I'm not sure what he meant, but what I'd like him to have meant is that relinquishing is different than letting something go. It involves a decision that now I'm done with this. So it's possible sometimes to let go of something for the moment or for the day and then it comes back. But relinquishing is more a deeper decision. I no longer believe in this. I no longer value this. I don't stand behind this anymore. I'm done with complaining. I'm done with gossiping. I'm done with drinking alcohol every time I feel uncomfortable about something. I'm done. I'm relinquishing. I think it's a very mature movement. It's a very deep movement of spiritual maturity to come to a point in some areas of our life where it's more than just letting go, but it's really from wisdom saying, okay, I'm done. This is not what I... And it might not mean that that impulse doesn't come up again, but it's a real clear that I don't support this anymore. And that can be a tremendously powerful and mature thing to do. So if this is helpful for you to keep this in mind as a simple kind of, very simple kind of little mantra almost for how we go through our life a little bit in practice, just recognize, feel, and relax. And then start over again. So thank you all. And maybe we can do it, cleaning the center.